our estimates put the yield loss at about 1.67 million tonnes of Australian wheat potential that was lost during that hot weather. And if we, you know, look at current values at $300 a tonne, that equates to about 500 million Australian dollars of value that's been wiped off the Australian wheat crop at current values.
Can you focus in on those areas, you know, the Wimmera Mallee and parts of southeast SA? Mm. How hard have they been hit?
It's really quite difficult to tell just yet. But to provide some context, you know, our latest estimates have put the Wimmera crop down 23% from what we were forecasting at the start of September. So that's a really significant reduction to wheat potential in the area.
And is that largely because of expected yield losses or because there have been so many that have cut their wheat for hay?
Look, there's a little bit of both. You know, measuring how much area has been cut to hay is really difficult. So that predominantly reflects yield losses after the hot weather that we had. You know, the crops didn't have much subsoil moisture as it was, and they were really in need of a rain, and the rain didn't come and the heat came, and it really just exacerbated the need for further moisture and just continued to fail to eventuate.
For those that didn't cut for hay, you know, we're not expecting much rain for the rest of the month, and it's certainly not looking good for the entire spring season. Do you expect that 23% figure to increase?
Yeah, look, your potential could definitely go lower as October remains dry. And yeah, we're not ruling out that there can be further cuts from here.
And I guess to put that in context, usually when you're going badly, you want everyone else to be going badly so that the price will increase. But this is a global story. What are prices likely to be doing?
Yeah, look, globally, the story is far more positive. The Australian crop conditions definitely made global headlines. And saw like offshore values supported, which was positive for a couple of weeks. But the markets really returned to the bigger picture, I suppose. And the focus there is that globally production is going to exceed consumption this year. And there's a surplus of in the order of about 16 million tonne globally. And so that's just adding on global stocks. Australian values are trading at stronger premiums over those offshore values, reflecting the local story that's developing, but we continue to be led by what's happening in the offshore market.
Australian crop forecasters also reduced estimates of canola and barley in Australia by 3% and 4% respectively. A lot of people have already moved away from canola this year, and now we've had a reduction in the amount expected. Where does that sit as an industry?
Yeah, so the canola number's an interesting one. You know, the planted area for a crop like canola came back quite a lot, particularly in Victoria this year. The Wimmera, we've reduced our estimated planted area by nearly 40%, and in the Mallee it's closer to 45%. So I guess the overall impact of the hot conditions in that corner of Victoria on the canola crop was much less because there's just much less of it there.
The World Agriculture Supply and Demand estimates were released on Friday. What are they and what reaction have we had?
Yeah, so the USDA WASDE report is basically the US Agricultural Department's estimate of where they think the global balance sheet is. So they're estimating production, consumption and exports for every major producing country around the world.
And so what was Australia's predictions according to the US?
Well, the interesting thing is the USDA actually increased estimated Australian production in this month's report. The Australian wheat number increased from 26 million tonne to 27 million tonne.
What do you put that down to?
It's most likely a timing issue. There are certain processes and protocols that have to be followed before you can put a number in what is one of the most influential agricultural reports in the market. And so I'd suggest that the number would have been signed off on data that didn't take into account the couple of weeks that we've experienced.
So if the market does respond and prices soften, it's likely to balance out within a few weeks.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other parts of that report that potentially could have a greater impact on the price than the Australian number alone.